Hello, thanks for joining us. Today is a very special Ministry Spotlight edition, and I'm thrilled to introduce Monty Judah, who is the founder of Lion and Lamb Ministries, a messianic ministry based in Oklahoma. With that, Monty, welcome to the show. Doing great. It is wonderful to have you in. You know, Monty, I'd love to get your perspective on some of the terms that are thrown around in the Christian world today. So first, from a messianic perspective, how do you view the New Covenant?
Well, you know, the New Covenant is specifically prophesied by the prophet Jeremiah as something that would be brought forth, and we know that the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, is the one who initiated that and brought it out. But I think that expression that's used mostly by the Christian world is it's like what comes out of the book of Hebrews, where they're always contrasting the New Covenant with the Old Covenant. And so they see the New Covenant potentially as a replacement for God's program of what he was doing before. And the real, from a messianic perspective, it's really kind of a misnomer to refer to everything that's happened as the Old Covenant before. Because the fact is that if you go back in the scriptures, there were multiple covenants that God has made at various times. So he made a covenant with Adam, he made a covenant with Noah, made a covenant with Abraham and the fathers, made a covenant with Moses, the children of Israel, even made a covenant with King David before we ever get to the New Covenant. So lumping all of those together and just calling them the Old Covenant is certainly not a description that's used by the Scripture, and that certainly was not prophesied. Jeremiah prophesied that a new covenant, a renewed covenant, would come that has some characteristics very similar to the covenant made with the children of Israel.
Okay.
They're both corporate covenants. And so from a messianic perspective, if you're contrasting against the old covenant, it begs all kinds of problems.
Very interesting. So you also mentioned the term renewed covenant. So is that what it actually means?
Correct. In the Hebrew, the new covenant actually means the renewed covenant. It's a renewing of the covenant. But the law is not written on tablets of stones, but now the law is now written on the tablets of the heart.
Very good. That's awesome. And, you know, another expression that's used is under the law. People say, we're in the new covenant. We're under grace. We're not under the law. But how do you make sense of that?
Well, that's a phrase that comes in the book of Romans in chapter 6, where Paul's really trying to exhort the believers not to be subject to sin anymore, not be under the law of sin and death. Because one of the things the law of Moses pointed out to us is it reveals sin. It's the standard, God's standard of behaviors. And when we go contrary to those standards, we then define it as sin. Well, why do we sin? Because we're following our lusts and we're contrary to the commandments of the Lord. And essentially, the law says, if you sin, you die. The wages of sin are death.
Right.
And that's what the law says. Well, he doesn't want you to be under the law of the sin of death and judgment. Instead, he wants you to be free from that, not have any condemnation, and to receive the gift of life that the Messiah does, which is the substitution and the payment to the law, the requirements of the law. And so that phrase, under the law, a lot of people will sometimes think, well, that means you're not part of that old covenant again.
Right.
Well, that's not at all what it's saying. What it's saying is you're not supposed to be following sins. You're not supposed to be yielding your members as instruments of unrighteousness, that instead, what you should be living freely away from sin and being obedient, be a slave to righteousness.
Right.
And what are the commandments? They are the instructions in righteousness.
Hmm.
So what he's really saying is obey the Lord, obey the commandments of the Lord, be a servant to God in that way, and don't be a servant to sin or be a slave to sin anymore. So therefore, he's saying you're not under the law of sin and death anymore.
Fantastic. That really makes a lot of sense to me with that perspective. So that is awesome. And folks, again, you can get information about Monty Judah and Lion and Lamb Ministries on the ministry website, lionlamb.net. Again, that's lionlamb.net. Well, Monty, I really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you, Cole. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And you can hear this interview again, as well as some of our other ministry features that we've had here on the radio, on our new ministry website, which is truthrestoration.com. Again, that's truthrestoration.com. Have an awesome day. We'll see you next time.